Hey everybody, it's Rob. This week, Lauren and I sat down with Leslie Vickery and Ashley Anderson of ClearEdge to talk about their women-led community, ClearEdge Rising, which is starting its second cohort. We're really excited to help support the ladies of ClearEdge Rising as well as the ladies of ClearEdge to build this amazing community and really promote and empower the women in our incredible industry. So take a listen. Obviously, if you have any questions, you can reach out to us or Leslie or Ashley. Thank y'all. Hey, Lauren, you do a lot of digital transformation projects. What are those three key things that companies need to consider?
Integration, implementation, and utilization. This is the trifecta of simple software done right.
Wow, I love that. And that's why we're really proud to partner with Senegal Software, who we know and who their customers trust to deliver those three things each time.
It's simple, savvy, and smart.
Senegal Software. Your all-in-one software that moves at the speed of staffing.
This episode is brought to you by Leap Consulting Solutions. Digitally transform your business the right way, the Leap way. Visit www.leapconsultingsolutions.com to find out more on how your business can build, change, and adopt technology the right way, the Leap way.
Guys, it's Rob. Lauren snorted to start this podcast recording. It's going to be a great episode. How are you, Lauren?
I am so good, Rob. Hey, so for our listeners, you know, we'll practice some of our words right before we get on air. And I was trying to say staffing snacks because that's what our episode is today. So I was trying a couple of staffing snacks. See, look at that. I was practicing.
You can't say that 10 times fast, but it is staffing snacks. And, you know, we're really excited today. We have two of our favorite people. We have Miss Leslie Vickery. How are you, Leslie?
Doing well. So happy to be back with you two on this podcast. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yep. And if you're not familiar with Leslie, you may not have been in the industry long enough. Everybody knows her. Founder of ClearEdge Rising, which is a marketing and PR firm for the industry, 17 years. And also the founder of ClearEdge Rising, another ladies mentoring group. And she's also an author and an incredible public speaker. So, not to be outshone, we also have the SVP of ClearEdge Rising with us, Ashley Anderson. How are you, Ashley?
I am doing wonderfully. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here with you all. I got a big old smile on my face.
Well, we're happy to have you. And you are also an incredible public speaker. I think the first time I met you, I was like, who is this really cool chick on stage, like just dropping knowledge bombs on us? Yeah. And it was impressive. Yeah, so thank you for that.
She drops the wise ones on us all the time. It's awesome.
No.
Okay. So we have a topic for you listeners. And Rob mentioned it, ClearEdge Rising. So, you know, I've been in the industry, I'm a little long in the tooth. I've been in the industry for over 25, maybe 26 years in October, as long as my oldest child.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I've grown up in the industry and seen the things that have gone right and experienced the things that have gone wrong, I think that we have the opportunity to change the game. And part of it has to do with coming together as women. And that's what Together We Rise was about. That's what everything Leslie and I do in our, you know, charity work and all 15 of the lady leaders do is to help and support women. You know, our pledge, a one deliberate act a day to help another woman rise. And Leslie's doing just that with ClearEdge Rising. And I will tell you, in 26 years, there were very, very few opportunities to get mentoring or partner with, you know, another seasoned veteran, learn, just network and get all of the beautiful knowledge that, you know, it does take time to get, time and experience. You know, there is no replacement for that. And you do need to surround yourself with, you know, the right circle. And I think that if this gives you the opportunity to do that, where, you know, the first, I don't know, 18 years of my career, I really didn't have that. And so I think that the fact that this is staffing focused, that this is something that where you can invest in yourself is a really, really unique opportunity that a lot of us didn't have. So I am just kind of overwhelmed with gratitude that, again, it's industry specific and we have the opportunity to help other women rise. So for our audience, Ashley and Leslie, you know, tell us a little bit more about this, what the impetus behind it was, how it's going, you know, tell us all the things.
Okay. I'll kick us off, Ash, and then I'll turn it over to you to share more about the actual program. But I mean, Lauren, you and I have partnered together. First of all, thank you for having us again. Really appreciate it. You mentioned, Lauren, Together We Rise, the book that we put together with 13 other women in our industry. And really, if you think about the past several years, and I look at the industry and think, wow, we've made so much progress. You said there really wasn't anything when we were growing up in recruiting to support women at all. And now, if you look around, there are so many things between the American Staffing Association, TechServe, you've got SIA and the forum that you and I have spoken at with the lady leaders. You have our group coming together. We've hosted a podcast for several years. There's lists, there's different things. And coming out of those, we've been really fortunate to root ourselves in data as of late, where the WBC, Women's Business Collaborative, and several of the associations, and I've been part of it too, have come together to look at data. So we've always had this gut feeling that there's so many women are in our industry, why aren't there more in the C-suite or on boards? But we didn't have data to back that. Now we have an annual survey. Clearly Rated has put together some surveys as well. They've obviously launched Best Companies for Women and Staffing to Work For as well. We can see factually that there's something that happens between entering our industry and rising to the top where women don't quite make it as far as our male counterparts. And I kept asking myself, why? What is the reason? And having all of these conversations, and it's kind of twofold. One, the companies and succession planning and changes that they need to make. And two, the woman holding themselves back, feeling like they can't do it. They may be at a company where, Lauren, they're not as fortunate as we were to see some executive women in the higher ranks. They just may not see it and believe that they can actually be it or become it. So for me, leaving all of these events Thrive and so many different wonderful organizations and opportunities today that we have in our industry, I would feel inspired and motivated. And then I'd go back to work and go back to work. And I'd want to put everything into practice and take action. And, you know, every time we do a talk, we do, you know, the one deliberate action day to help someone take action. But how can we move that needle faster instead of taking 160 plus years or 240 years for pay equity? How can we move that faster in an industry that we know and love? And that was really the thinking behind Clear Edge Rising. How can we partner with companies and individuals to help make a difference in the next generation? And quite frankly, the current women in the C-suite as well, as they're looking to progress in their careers as well. So that was kind of the genesis behind it, which was how can we make a difference and what can we do to really take action, but put it into action and see data and true results for companies and the individual. And then I met Ashley Anderson, who's here with us today. I was fortunate to meet Ashley a few years back, and she actually, Lauren, came and talked to our group, the Lady Leaders, and did a small session, a shortened version of a Brené Brown training session, Dare to Lead session for us. And then she ended up keynoting at Thrive, doing a session on empathetic leadership. And as we were building out the idea for this division, really thought, gosh, Ashley would be the perfect person to come in and help us build and create this. So, Ash, I'm going to turn it over to you since you joined us to really help build the program, maybe to share a little bit more about what exactly is Clear Edge Rising and how does it work and the impact that it's making?
Yeah, thanks, Leslie. Like the elusive leopard in the trees, right? What is Clear Edge Rising? Yeah, I am so excited about this program and the members who are already going through it, because it really touches on a lot of the things that you alluded to, Leslie, like that thing that happens to all of us where we go to a workshop, we go to a conference, we take a class, we're all jazzed, we're pumped with new knowledge, we're convinced that everything's going to be different come Monday, and then nothing is different come Monday. and that notebook of notes gets just dusty in the corner. So yeah, ClearEdge Rising is a really intentional opportunity for women in the industry to focus on themselves, to look at, you know, how do I want to grow? Who do I want to become as a leader? How do I expand my relationships, expand my connections to help me become that person? How do I take myself to the next level? And by virtue of our model, which is a cohort-based model, so every woman is placed into a small, intimate group that gets exposure to a new leadership topic every month and is professionally facilitated in that learning experience each month. They are learning more about themselves, learning more about who they want to be and how they can kind of bridge that gap between who I am now as a leader and who I want to become. In addition, they're making these really rich industry-specific connections. And these are connections not just, you know, not to poo-poo the like the networking coffee event where everybody awkwardly stands around wondering, what is it that I should be talking about? How much about me do you want to know? These relationship building experiences are also, again, professionally facilitated. So we get people to go deep in their conversations and really pull out the wisdom that they can apply directly to their professional role, whether that be somebody that is, you know, just a couple of years into their journey or somebody who's been in this industry and been in a leadership position for decades. There really is opportunity for everyone. So that's the essence behind what it is that we're offering and how women in the industry are participating in this program.
And well, tell us a little bit about the initial response.
Well, I get like a little emotional about it because, you know, I think when you're creating something like this and you're planning out what it's going to look like and how people are going to participate, the hope is that you really have genuine participation. And when I say genuine, I mean, you know, that people are bringing their full selves, not just their, you know, nicely brushed up, perfect selves to the table, but that people are willing to open up, to be vulnerable, to share the challenges that they're having, and to provide support for one another in those areas. And we saw that immediately. It was pretty heartwarming. I mean, that doesn't really begin to get at it, but it was really powerful to see women across the board, all different positions, opening up to one another, both in those live sessions and also on our platform where those discussions just continue organically in between the live sessions that they're engaging in monthly. Just a lot of genuine, here's what's hard for me right now. And then somebody else will come in and provide that empathy, provide that support, make themselves available to one another for ongoing connection, ongoing accountability. It's really cool. It's very powerful to witness.
We're also hearing, it's interesting, from the people who are part of the program, but then also those who have sponsored them in. So the company actually pays to have the leaders in their company attend ClearEdge Rising. And one of the things I mentioned earlier, you know, how can we impact the company and how can we impact positively the individual as well? And we're hearing feedback from the people who sponsored members to join, basically saying that they can tell a difference in their teams as well. So the people who are in the program, and it can be little things like speaking up during a meeting or taking more initiative, whatever it may be, but building that confidence, kind of giving them some of the tools that they need to be successful in their role as well. So it's nice that we're hearing it from both sides of the coin here. We're hearing it from the companies and the people who sponsored them in and the individual members, which is exactly what we wanted to have happen to be able to see that change. Keep in mind, we're only, you know, a couple months in to the very first founding cohorts. So there's still a lot that we need to listen for and learn from and so forth. But so far, it's been extraordinarily positive. There is something that I've read, and you guys know I just love data. So, you know, you nerded me out with all the data, Leslie, but
When employees feel invested in is when the care and engagement begin. So, if the glove doesn't fit, you missed a quid. I love rhyming. But when people feel invested in, they care more. When they feel, they focus more, they give more. And so, I mean, I love the idea that employers are doing this. It's just, it's a beautiful way to invest in your female leadership, to invest in your employees in general. But I think more for the women in our industry is having a safe space. I think for me, that was one of the most impactful things with ASA. It's, you know, with this whole speaking, is having that safe space to take risks, to do things that you hadn't done before, to say thoughts that you hadn't quite articulated, and have a safe space to, you know, work those things out. That is not common, and unfortunately. And so to have, again, that safe space where women can come and grow, I think is unique.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like you said, I think it's a missed opportunity a lot of times to create that space. And sometimes people will wonder, you know, well, why isn't this program something that you're offering to anybody, regardless of their gender? And why is it just for women? And it's exactly that reason that you're talking about, Lauren, that there are some inherent differences between the work experience, the leadership experience, the climbing of the ladder, between genders. And it's important that we be able to have conversations about those unique challenges. Now, to Leslie's point, like, we want to be inclusive because we know that we need allies and champions. If what we're after is really increasing gender representation in leadership, it can't just be the solo job of the woman leader to work on herself. And so we do have parts of our program that are geared towards our allies, our champions, and including them in the work that we're doing and the topics that we're covering each month, and really helping them to better understand what it means to be an ally. How do I show up? How do I take action as an ally, et cetera. But for those monthly cohort sessions, the importance of being able to say, this is what I'm facing, this is what I've experienced, and unpack that with others who can let you know that you're not alone, which is really powerful. And also give you some pointers based on their experiences as well.
And I think that's a big misnomer with, you know, female empowerment, is that it's us against them. That's not, that it's just us wanting to be included. It's just about inclusivity and equity. And so I love the fact that, you know, we're sharing our struggles outwardly, because, you know, getting our allies aligned to what we struggle with, and understanding, you know, seeking to understand before you seek to be understood. That's a meaningful way to grow and connect. And that's what our industry is supposed to do.
Exactly.
By the way, I'm a big fan of cohort-based learning. And then all the community that happens around it. I did one with a different platform for like an MBA, not specifically leadership. And we had our board meeting group, like our personal board meeting group, and there's about 8 of us, and we all got promoted and new jobs as we were going through this. And it was really cool to watch and like celebrate the wins and tell people not to like put up with nonsense from people, from their leaders or anything. And just support them. So I'm a huge, huge fan of cohort-based learning. And anything that will make somebody who probably has an incredible idea raise their hand and be heard and you know, share it, more importantly.
Yeah. I love that.
Awesome. Well, guys, ladies and gents. So gents and ladies, if you are in leadership and you want to sponsor somebody, there is a place for that, and we're going to put that in the show notes for y'all. If you are interested, you can go on to the Clear Edge website, which we'll also link, and you're going to solutions, and there's Clear Edge Rising, and you can book some time with, I'm assuming, Ashley for a discovery call. I'm assuming that's where that goes. And all this will be linked in the show notes, and we'll also have it in the newsletter that goes out. And most importantly, we are overtly selling this, because we are such a huge fan of this idea of number one of cohort learning, but number two of helping the equity inclusion piece of the industry. We have an incredible industry. We do incredible work. We have incredible male and female leaders, and we need more. We need equally, you know, the workforce is diverse. Leadership should be diverse. So thank you all for jumping on, and I'm not going to be shy about selling this.
Thank you, Rob. We always appreciate your allyship. Leslie, Ashley, any parting thoughts you want to leave our listeners?
I guess I'll jump in really quickly. First of all, thank you again for having us and overtly selling ClearEdge Rising. We really appreciate it. And I just want to say one of the learnings kind of coming out of this is that it's been eye-opening to have the conversation where it kind of started where people thought maybe it was about DE&I, and where it's landed is it's really in as part of the learning and development. So companies saying things like, maybe we promoted some leaders or we don't have a succession plan for our market leaders. Really looking at this as a supplemental program to, you know, for the larger companies, what they already have, and for the small to mid-sized companies, what they maybe are missing and can't build internally, but can lean on us to have. So it's really a nice opportunity, complementary to the program, which has been wonderful to hear from people that they're considering leadership development programs for the women in their companies. And Lauren, you mentioned this earlier, the retention piece. Imagine being, you know, remember when we were, you know, 24, 25, 26, we really liked the companies we were at. We wanted to be at a certain level, but my gosh, that would take so many years to potentially get there. You know, investing in people and with programs like ClearEdge Rising, it's such a great retention tool and shows that we care about you, we see potential in you, and want to continue investing in you, you know, year over year to help you get to where you're going to be. So again, thank you so much for having us. We're really passionate about this and excited about the potential that it has for the women in our industry and the companies to leave the industry in a place of change from where it is today. Ash, anything you want to add?
Nothing big other than thank you for the opportunity to have the conversation. And as you might be able to tell, I would talk all day long about related to leadership, women in leadership, and how we can all do better as leaders and humans. So even if you're like, I don't know if the program's for me, reach out, connect with us. Let's have a conversation. I find every conversation I'm learning from everybody else about what people need and want in leadership. And that's important for us to continuously grow this program. So appreciation for the opportunity to take this moment in the day, and excited to continue the conversation.
Well, we are really excited about the initial success. Can't wait to see it grow. So thank you both for coming here, Rob. Thank you as always for your allyship. And to our listeners, make sure you go and check it out.
This episode is sponsored by Senegal Software,
your all-in-one software that moves at the speed of staffing. Thank you for listening to the You Own the Experience podcast.
You can catch all our previous episodes at whyweepodcast.com and learn more about our thriving staffing community by signing up for the Why We newsletter.
And coming soon is Staffing Huddle, an online open community dedicated to your staffing success.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Lauren. Go do something good.
Bye, guys.